This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's right. The Drive is live, and you see us on YouTube and Twitch, those of you as well on the text line. Hello, how you doing? If you see young Tyler, and yeah, you see me in that chain, I'm telling you, this is a different look, man. This is a different look. Tell me, man.
The show, man.
I did, no doubt, man.
That chain's doing it for you, huh?
I didn't think that until y'all said something about it. And I said, well, you,
is that my boy, Ron?
Right. You're ain't lying. By the way, Clint, I don't know you're built to coach Little League, Clint.
No, I know
hell
I'm not.
No, he's not.
I don't think, like, I don't.
No offense, Dirty Rick.
No, I know I'm not.
Like, I sit there sometimes, and shout out to Jesse, our coach. Jesse be over there just, I saw Jesse rip a timeout, Clint, and walk around the bench. Just took a walk before he had to say something else to the kids. But no, I think Clint would have lost it, but he would feel bad about it afterwards.
I mean, I can tell you, if I tell you how many parents I pissed off just in a camp setting, I mean, there's no competition involved. It's just camp and instructions, and I got parents coming to me. Like, I had D1, the training facility, that's where I used to do all my camp. They come to me like, hey, Clint, man, we got a parent that's upset. Can you come talk to him? Like, yeah, I got no problem talking to him. And the bad thing was, too, one of them was a kid that was a pretty good little athlete, but I was just on him. You know, I was staying on him because there's some talent there. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's one of the better kids. He didn't show up the next day. His daddy showed up and said, you know, he ain't coming because Clint was too hard on him.
They video games of the devil.
Tell daddy if he wants to talk, we can talk after this camp.
Did he come up? Just ended it, huh?
I heard through the grapevine, he just didn't appreciate my tone when I talked to his kids.
It's just something, boy. You walk out there and you know, I've watched them in practice. I know they've gone over this. And then they walk out there, Clint, when the whistle is blown, and then just go off and do something else. And that just has to, it just costs you. Just costs you. These kids were pressing, Clint. Kids was pressing. And for some reason, the person in the back end just didn't feel the need to be in the back.
Back here watching butterflies.
Oh,
huh?
Just letting people. No, then he just
came up.
He came on up.
You're the safety, son.
They got multiple guys. And I watched Jesse over there in the corner just because I'm losing it. I'm sitting there. I'm on in the stands. Somebody get back. And then you get to a point, Clint, the only kid you can go off on is your own.
Yeah, that's right. And so you take it out on Trey.
He's on the bench. Got it. Trey, Ronald, get to the bench. That's not my job. I'm up front. I don't care. You know how I'm yelling at.
You're the dad I would have had to make go behind the glass to watch train
well,
watch camp.
I know, and I'm usually not that bad. It was the three, just let the guy get behind you and result the two or three layups that got me. Whenever I feel that hand go on my back from Courtney, I know that
you need to settle down. Yeah. It's a woman's touch, man.
Settle down. Just
woman's touch.
I would. I'd love to. I would. I could clip with just exhaust all his timeouts just to have conversations with people of.
What did we just go over?
What did we just go over?
Hey, I firmly believe in it. We had a good friend of mine was a businessman. I trained his son, and he had started his own Little League soccer, baseball, football, everything. Had the fields and everything, and he was a hard ass. I mean, just in a way of like, hey, man, you're going to be on time. We're going to show up. We're going to coach you hard. We're going to play hard. We're going to be held accountable. And he coached the hell out of them. And everybody in town, he was the only group like that. I mean, around here, it's common, right? It's so competitive around here. But parents used to come to me and be like, man, Clint, we got asked to play out there with Greg. But I said, what's the alternative? You show up when you want to. Your kid goes out there wearing whatever the hell he wants to. He doesn't listen. He doesn't get any better. So you make the decision. You want to go somewhere where you're going to get better? You might not like the tone, or do you want to go somewhere and waste your money and your time? But around here, it was just Greg. Oh, it was just Greg there. It was just Greg back there, boy. It was
Greg.
Ooh, yeah, man.
It's old Greg here.
The old don't talk to my kid like that stuff is wild.
Yeah. I mean, you know when it goes a little far. Somebody texted in, my parents loved when a stranger coached the hell out of me.
I mean, my mom would scream from the bleachers at me. I'd be on the mound crying because the ump's not calling strikes, or what I thought was a strike. And she's yelling to me to dry it up, you titty baby.
That's pitiful.
I'm yelling from the stands, embarrassing me even more.
Dry it up, titty baby.
I got no use for you.
I could see Linda feeling that thought.
I hit a home run or something, and I'd be peacocking a little bit. She'd, get your ass in the dugout. Put some mustard on that hot dog. Ump, get him back in that dugout.
I'll come over there and whoop that ass.
She'd be ripping me.
I bet her grandkids could do everything they want.
I just got a picture of a 16-month-old sleeping, and she's talking about how impressive it is. I'm like, she's sleeping. What are we doing here, Ma?
All right. Our guy, the captain, Joe Espada, he did speak earlier, he spoke after yesterday's game, and I do want to get to that, but I want to kick this thing off as the Astros, they score one run yesterday. They lose 5-1. Now, it wasn't because they didn't have traffic. They had nine hits, eight of them were singles, one double.
It's not ideal.
But they weren't able to break this thing open. Sixth inning was the one that really, really stuck out. They couldn't get it going. But before we hear from the captain, Joe Espada, I do want to get kind of this conversation started with this. Do you get the sense of what's happening right now with the Astros offense? Is this just a bad stretch right now, or do you think this is a real problem? Like a real, I know, Clint, we've got some, hey, it's early. That's fine. However you want to dive
shut
into
the hell up.
It's early.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
But I'm asking right now, do you get the sense that this is just a bad stretch? Because I know what the captain thinks. Do you get a sense that this is the bad stretch? Or do you think, no, this is a problem? Like, this is an issue that they're going to have to deal with the rest of the way unless they make some sort of a change. I know it looks a lot worse without Yordan Alvarez in the lineup, but let's just be honest, they have been scuffling and struggling offensively to be consistent even with him in it.
We'll get out of this little funk.
Yeah, we'll get out of it. We'll see. Here is actually the captain, Joe Espada, talking about the offense and what they're seeing from, or what he's seeing from his guys at the plate.
Yeah, as long as the quality is there, I'm fine, because I know that we're going to get some big hits. Our offense has not gotten hot yet, and we playing 500 baseball. Our pitching is doing a really good job. Our bullpen is doing a really phenomenal job keeping us in game. We just got to be patient and continue to move forward and continue to fight, because this will turn around. We'll get hot here soon.
Right, turn around. We'll get hot here soon. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, clearly the captain, Joe Espada, believes this is just a bad stretch.
We'll get hot here soon.
They'll get hot soon. They're going to get hot. They're going to get going. Where are you at in this, Clint?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt it's a bad stretch. I mean, when you look at, like yesterday, I don't know that it was as terrible a performance as it may look I mean, you still had guys
they that, just couldn't
that,
get
that
the big
got, hit. They just couldn't get hit right at the right time. And you got Pena swinging it well. You got Yainer Diaz coming around. You got Jake Myers is over 300. And for what that's worth, we'll see if it lasts this year, see if it actually sticks and he can take that next step. So, I mean, we're talking about guys like Altuve, like Yordan Alvarez, Christian Walker. Paredes had two hits yesterday. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, two or three guys that are literally the core and the what should be the most productive guys on the team have just not hit stride yet. You can say Altuve did out of the gate and he slowed a little bit, but you look at Christian Walker, who had a hit yesterday, I believe, but you look at Christian Walker and you look at Yordan Alvarez, those two, no team is going to have the two biggest bats in your lineup relative to power and production. Those two guys should be right in the middle and they should be carrying a load. And the reality of it is they have it. And so I just think it's a bad stretch. I think those two guys, I think Christian Walker continues to come around. I think at some point in time, Yordan Alvarez is going to wake up and swing it better. And I think the Astros will be fine. I think it's just a bad stretch.
So you don't think this is an extended problem?
No. I'm encouraged with that. I said this from jump, guys. And now I didn't say this in a thought that, well, it doesn't matter what Yordan Alvarez and Altuve and all these other guys do. But I said this from jump, man. This season is going to go as Yainer Diaz and Jeremy Pena go. And I think Yainer's starting to swing it better, and Pena's hotter than a firecracker, and he's moved up to where he's leading off in the lineup. I think that's a huge plus for the Astros. I think it's a very encouraging sign for the Astros. Look, if Christian Walker, and really if Yordan Alvarez for damn sure, but if Yordan Alvarez and Christian Walker don't swing the bat, at, let's just say the way we've seen them swing it in the past, the Astros are going to be they're going to be Cancuning this thing pretty quick. I don't care if it's early in the season, middle of the season. Those two guys are going to have to produce big time down the stretch and big time when the games matter more. But the ancillary pieces, all the others, if you will, hell, they're swinging it well.
Yeah, Jake has kind of lost his mind to start. DeZenzo, these nuts, is the only one who didn't have a hit yesterday in the lineup.
These nuts.
Listen.
I mean, Dubon's got a 7-game hitting streak. I mean,
listen, I don't think it is going to be as bad as it has been, right? I will be blown away and damn near in thoughts of maybe, you know, really reevaluating myself if Yordan Alvarez stays in this funk the rest of the way if he's healthy, right? That one I feel pretty good about, and we'll see about Christian Walker. I will continue to say I have that PTSD about that position and that age and someone coming over and doing what they've done. But the thought is, if he plays to the level that he has played, he will get back there. My thing is, I don't think they're going to be as bad as they are, but I also don't think that they're going to be ever considered a really good offensive team. Like, I think they are going to maybe have their stretches, but they're going to be a team that seems to depend on pitching right now, as even if they kind of start getting going. Because a couple of things for me, Clint, there's just a lot of guys in this lineup that we don't have a history of that you don't know. And we see how much they're switching in and out of the lineup that makes a lot of sense. Like Dubon is as you said, has got a 7-game hitting streak, has done all right. But we'll see how many at-bats he gets. Cam Smith, obviously the rookie. Jake Myers is out of his mind right now, but history says he may slow up a bit. Like, there's some guys within the thing that just don't, you know, bring what you've seen and in the past from a lengthy lineup. And the other part is, they don't seem to score runs other ways. Like, they don't run. They got one person that generally that may run and steal bases and put pressure on the base pass, and that's Jeremy Pena. But outside of that, there's not a lot of, hey, man, I'm going to walk or get a single, and I might steal a base to get myself to second, yeah, and then somebody.
They don't manufacture runs.
You're right. They don't. And so I think that's going to be something that this team's going to have to get better at. Like, some of these cats down here, y'all have to be able to bunt to get some guys over. Like, this, I'm not a big proponent of that, but when you look at this team and this lineup, like, Hell, DeZenzo ought to be able to lay down a bunt or pull somebody over to hit it to the right side to get a runner over to third. Jake ought to be able to do that. Cam needs to be able to do that. They just got a bunch of guys to me that it isn't like, hey, man, I'm confident. We know exactly what they're going to do, and they're going to drive and runs, hit the ball over the wall, and they don't manufacture, as you said, runs. That's to me where I'm like, nah, it ain't going to be this bad, but it ain't going to be great, though, I don't ever think.
That is where, and this scares me, and it might not you. Hell, you got him tabbed as a captain, but that is where, to me, Joe Espada has to be a difference maker. Like the whole... Which I'm just being critical of Joe here with his comments, but the whole
to do the best I can.
Yeah, the whole we'll get hot, man. We'll get hot. Just be patient. We'll get hot. Like that. That is game,
baby.
That's I've been to seven straight ALCSs, and that's that mentality. I don't know that's gonna continue to be the path for the Astros. Is to talk about, boy, we're getting good at bats, and we'll get hot at some point in time. To your point, like, man, I would think that manufacturing some runs is going to be. I mean, hell, I think any team needs it. But I would think the thinner your margin of error gets, the more games you play with no production from Yordan Alvarez, Christian Walker, not being what you thought he was at least out of the gate. You got to lean into some of that stuff, I would think.
Well, yeah, to me,
that's coaching. Like you got, because I think they could all move somebody over. Now, whether they should or not is a different question. But we're talking about major league hitters here. If you can't bunt somebody to second or bunt somebody to third or push a ball the other direction to get a run home, like, I mean, damn, man, what are we doing?
Text line coming through. It's the new Astros. Peak is over. You got that right, show. Preach, baby. They have to start doing something. Like, to me, and I think you brought up a good point of, yeah, this feels like a guy that's, you know, they've been to seven straight ALCSs, and this is the type of lineups they've
nice
had.
Calm, yeah.
But my thing is, I think if your mindset of the team was different, Clint, you get eight hits, even if they're singles. You get nine hits, and eight of them are singles. If your mindset is, hey, let's manufacture a few of these, like, you would be in a better situation to maybe have runners in scoring position or have someone at third when some of those hits come up instead of the let's get the big inning.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's a mindset that some of these guys have to shift from, because they just, especially Yordan out of the lineup, like you get eight, six, if your mindset is, all right, let's take some chance. Like, they didn't have anyone even attempt a stolen base yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, not even attempt one. So They're going to have to, I think, reshuffle things to find other ways to score runs than the way they had.
I'd be down with it. Hey, I love it.
Yeah,
I love watching that kind of baseball now.
Well, it's more action. It is more action out there. All right, coming up, the Rockets, they are having their end of the season press conference with Ime Udoka, the head coach, and Rafael Stone, the general manager. And there is one big decision they have to make, and they got to make that sucker in the next couple of days. We'll discuss what that is and where they should go with that decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I don't think I've ever heard this one in the rotation right here. It surprises us a little bit with this number here.
A little Metallica for you on
Tuesday.
Was
that what that was?
A little whiskey in the jar.
That was. Okay. Didn't have it.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty great cover of an old Irish drinking tune.
I didn't take you as a Metallica historian.
I didn't have that. I would not have had that.
Me neither.
I thought you may have Appetite for Destruction, but I would not have gone in deeper into that.
Some music my pops raised me on.
I was about to say that feels like something your dad didn't jumped in on.
Yeah, definitely got it from the pops.
By the way, update: went for a little walk run. Got me about 2 miles in today.
Nice.
Did listen to some music?
Did you? You went music. How'd you feel about it?
Man, I like kind of being your own DJ.
I didn't feel bad about it. I don't know why I got really into a real Rick Ross lane for some reason.
It's a solid lane to be in.
I don't know why, but got into a real Rick Ross lane and let it rip a little bit. Felt all right.
Whoa.
I did get to a podcast 30 minutes in, and it switched over. But
you just can't help yourself, can you?
No, but I started with Matt.
Man, I kind of like knowing I was your own personal and only DJ.
You were. It did add up a little bit.
I feel like I give the theme music to your life.
In and out of breaks, you sure do. Right? That is it. All right, down at Toyota Center as the Rockets, their season ended Sunday night. As I know, many of you listening, if not all of you listening, and them there were wishing they were preparing to face the Minnesota Timberwolves here at Toyota Center tonight. But obviously, they will have to wait until next year to kind of see if they can make the next move in the postseason. But they did speak today, and we'll have some of that audio coming up for you in a little bit, but they did speak today at their end-of-the-year media session, and a couple of things obviously was asked about moves for next year, right? And a couple of things that was said was, from Rafael Stone, the general manager, Clint, I think continuity is very, very likely. Plan A has always been to develop our own group, says Rafael Stone. He also said, when talking about potential upgrades, the business we're in, nobody's untouchable. Nobody's untouchable, but we deeply value everyone on our roster. We have those picks. We accumulated them so we could draft guys or upgrade our current roster. We'll see what makes sense, the most sense, going into the offseason. So there is some words there from the general manager, Rafael Stone, and saying continuity is very likely, but nobody is untouchable.
Well, look, once you get through the building phase, it's easy to have these kind of conversations. And to know that Ime Udoka had the ability to win and improve through the building phase of the organization, and not just roster. We're talking culture. We're talking about everything involved with a winning organization, right? They're on the backside of that. What is that, year two for Ime Udoka here? in Houston. They got significantly better in year one. They went to the playoffs, took Golden State to seven, game seven this year. There's no doubt about it. It's a lot easier right now to talk about, boy, we like homegrown. We like to develop our own. We like to, because that's where they're at right now. We're on the positive side of that thought, you know. And so, you know, I like the way they, a lot like the way Nick Caserio built things is, you know, behind the scenes, you know, getting the bad apples out, getting the guys that would buy in and commit and love football or love basketball, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. All that stuff is, you know, people poo-poo it all the time, minimize it all the time. But the reality of it is that stuff's really important when you get on the flip side of it, when you get 2 years into this thing. And I think they've done that really, really well. The bottom line is, Ron, they know that this team right here is not going to compete for a title. It don't matter if it don't matter.
The one that's constructed right now.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not going to compete for a title. There's not enough firepower on this basketball team to compete for a title. There's not enough firepower to overcome a beat down, exhausted, aging Golden State Warriors team. And so they've got to make a huge stride. Assuming they want to win a title, they got to make a huge stride between now and the time the next offseason starts. And you can't sit here and tell me that's going to come via development in the offseason.
Yeah. No, not alone. Right.
Nope.
Now, he said untouchable. I think Amen Thompson's untouchable. I would be.
Well, I think he was talking about Durant, and I think he's like going and getting somebody, right?
I think
he was talking about like nobody's untouchable. I didn't hear the question, but the way I heard the answer is they can go get anybody.
I just heard him say the business we're in, nobody's untouchable, but we are deeply.
Oh, well, you know, you're right. Maybe I didn't hear the question. But that makes sense.
I would say Amen Thompson would be on the list of the untouchable for me personally. Would be on the list for the untouchable. I don't know about anybody.
To me, it really depends on how you want to play, right? I mean,
I don't. For me, no matter how I want to play, I want him on it. I think he can play whichever way.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, that's fine. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, there's a way that Şengün is untouchable. I mean, he's an all-star. He just showed. I mean, you got to be higher now than you were, you know, 2 weeks ago on Şengün when the playoffs started. And assuming that you're not going to – I mean, assuming that whatever move you make is going to be complimentary to, or he is going to be complimentary to, I got to believe he's somewhat untouchable. Unless it's a move where you're going, hey, we're not – we don't need that center. We don't need that piece. We don't like that style of play. He's not going to blend with this monster move we're fixing to make. He may be another one that's untouchable for me.
Yeah, like, I think there are only three guys that are in the – even in the conversation of the – untouchable thing, and I feel like it's really down to two now, because I think Jalen Green has, as we walked into the playoffs, it would be those three guys and some siblings. You would think probably two of them probably would still be here, and maybe one. And to me, Amen was at the top of the list of the three. I think Jalen Green has played himself out of that, and like, because to me, like, if Giannis, like the two names that you hear the most are Giannis and Durant. Well, I think Amen Thompson would not be included, or I'd hang up the phone if they tried to include him in either one of those trades. We can go anywhere other because I think he can play with both of them.
He's complimentary.
Now, when it's Giannis, I could see how Şengün is included in that, because I don't know if I want them playing together. I can see that, right? And just like if it's Durant, you can see Jalen being attached in a deal with it. So. For me, it's just him. But listen, this to me, and I know the guys in the loop were kind of talking about this earlier, Clint. I think to me, this is more of also them playing the game of, hey, we know all the other teams and looking and listening, and we don't want to appear or feel like we are in desperation mode, even though it feels like everybody knows that they need to make a move for a score. But they're saying, hey, man, we're in a good spot. We're in good shape. We want to make a move, we'll make one. If we don't, we don't. You know, we could still roll with this thing. So I think they are going to make a move, but we'll see. We'll see what they do and hear a little bit more for what else Udoka had to say, as well as Raphael Stone in that press conference. As we continue coming up, we've talked a lot about a couple of positions for this team, but maybe we need to simplify things with the Texans. We've talked all about these things. Maybe we need to simplify what this thing is really about and where it's going to come from if this team gets to its goals that they want to achieve. We'll discuss that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in, beautiful people here, as we are live on The Drive. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, hello, we see you out there. And you should be able to see us as well. And you're on the text line, 713-572-4610. We also believe and appreciate you joining us. And you can be a part of the show that way. All right, Clint. All right, we've talked a lot, guys. We've talked about the burning issues with this team, right? We've talked about the offensive line, which was the number one issue and the number one concern and thing that needed to change when the offseason ended.
They're all fixable.
We talked about the wide receiving core, which was right after that in many cases for us. And we talked about how they could fill it when we went through free agency. And we've gone through the draft. And we've gone through all kinds of things. And now we are settled in seeing what looks like is probably the last of the major moves that are going to be made. There may be something, there may be somebody that's picked up, but I would imagine the last opportunity for major moves being made was the draft. And we are here. But we talked about a lot of those things, Clint, but usually this league, as you've played in it and covered it and watched it, Clint, is not generally led by some of those things that we've been talking about. We Yep. generally know what it comes down to in most cases.
Head coaches, play callers, and quarterbacks. And when you look at the Texans right now, I believe the talent is good enough to make a Super Bowl run, or to, let's just call it, let's say, to be considered a team that has legit Super Bowl expectations. I don't think that of the team, but inside that building, I think it's very, very likely and real and justifiable to go, hey, man, we've got a squad that we feel like we can make a serious run with, right? And I think it boils down, this thing boils down to three things. That is C.J. Stroud, and the coordinator thing is real, but nobody's going to feel sorry for C.J. Stroud if this Nick Caley thing flops, right? I mean, at some point, we talked about this last year, at some point in time, C.J. Stroud has to take the bull by the horns. He has to demand that he has more control at the line of scrimmage on the field. He's got to be the fixer, as you call it, but you've called it for years, or called the quarterback for years. Is he that guy? He's got to be that guy, right? He's got to be the communicator, right? It's things about C.J. Stroud, and does he understand how to protect himself if the protection's not there? Does he understand how to make his offensive coordinator right? Does he understand how to communicate to make sure the protection, at least everybody knows who they have, how they're going to get there, and then does he have the ability to identify the free runner, the free blitzer? Can he get the ball out on time? This thing is first and foremost about C.J. Stroud. And then it does go to Nick Caley, because I think if we're talking Super Bowl, right? If we're talking Super Bowl and not just fixing problems, Nick Caley has to be next level. Nick Caley, he doesn't have the freedom to be a first-year play caller and get this team where they need to go. He has got to absolutely be a weapon on the sideline for C.J. Stroud, for Nico Collins, for Joe Mixon, for Dalton Schultz. I've given Dalton Schultz hell, but the truth of the matter is he's got to be put in position to play to his strengths, and that is all Nick Caley. And then the third part of this thing is D'Amico Ryans. They have invested in the defense. D'Amico is obviously the head coach. He's a defensive-minded head coach. He's one of the best play callers in the game, and I said it when he got hired. If you're going to hire D'Amico Ryans, you better year in, year out, have one of the top NFL defenses, and it better be real. It better not just be some fluke of a bunch of, you had a good pass rush, you got a bunch of turnovers 1 year, and it all stemmed from that. No, it's three layers up front, the linebacker level, and in the secondary, you better be the real deal. And they have built the roster. They've invested. They've got, there's proof out there watching this team and how good they actually are. And those are the three pieces, Ron, that I think are going to have major impacts on whether the Texans are ever taken serious about being a Super Bowl contender. We can talk about, well, I don't like how they replace him offensive line. I don't like how they fix the problem. I don't like this. I don't like that. What about the wide receiver depth? What about the RB2? What about the tight end? What about, hey, man, they've got dudes. Every year, there's several teams in this league do more with less. Every year, there's several teams in this league that don't have great protection. Pat Mahomes didn't have great protection last year, and it ended up biting him in the ass. Where? In the Super Bowl. Right now, you know it bit him in the ass several times throughout the year, but it didn't keep him from getting to a Super Bowl, winning the AFC again, and getting to a Super Bowl. And so, the guys Stroud, Caley, and D'Amico Ryans are guys that they have to do more with less. They have to be great. They have to be fixers. They have to be weapons. And if they do, then the Texans got a real chance to make a big time run this year. If they don't, we're middle of the pack, like it appears everybody expects you to be.
Listen, I don't think that they need to have to look at having things go the way it did last year when it comes to a lot of the issues of protection and all of that, because I don't think a lot of people can sustain that. But the thing that did not happen, and this is however it went down, with whether people weren't together, people weren't on the same page. People weren't. What's PJ Fleck talk about? The boat?
Rowing the boat.
Yeah, it wasn't rowing the boat all together.
Are we all rowing the boat, or somebody drilling holes in the bottom?
No matter what it was, the thing that didn't happen was it wasn't made easier or helped by those other entities that you're talking about. By the head coach, by the play caller, and Tyrant Bobby. And by the quarterback. Right, you know what I'm saying? Again, I don't think you want that to occur again. It was many times, it was, but it was not helped and made easier for those positions, yeah. Right? Like you brought up the Chiefs, and I know many of you would love to hear that talked about. But Clint, they were able to limp it all the way to the point where the dam broke, right? The Houston Texans are an amazing front seven when it comes to especially rushing the passer. And the Chiefs somehow were able to hold up enough with their offensive line situation to be able to make it through, even though Will Anderson tried to kill Patrick Mahomes and dominate the game multiple times.
That
but they
awesome.
Were able to limp it, but a lot of it was because Andy Reid, who is the coach and play caller, and Patrick Mahomes helped them in ways to not make it worse. Yep. Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was awful and didn't help it. And Andy didn't help it either. But the Texans can kind of get away from and avoid that. Can, if there's going to be issues. And right now, looking at the offensive line and looking at the minimal changes that have gone through,
yeah,
there is still a chance that the offensive line is not just going to be Detroit. And that you, it's not something that you can just, all right, we know they're going to take care of that, and CJ can just play and Joe can just run. There's probably going to be some things that they're going to need to be helped or, you know, hidden. And can CJ on the field, Nick Cayley, play caller, D'Amico Ryans, keep this thing together to where, like, it isn't as bad as it was last year?
Well, there's no excuse for it to be as bad as it was last year. That's the thing with Bobby that, look, I don't think Bobby was that bad of a play caller. But I do think it was blatantly obvious, and it's unacceptable if you're D'Amico Ryans to look up and have the Kansas City game end the way that it ended, when we can point out the Minnesota game early in the season was the same damn problem. And so when you keep going to the mic, when you're D'Amico Ryans and you're Bobby Slowick and everybody, and you keep going to the press conference to say, oh, it's all fixable. Oh, all we got to do is execute.
All fixable.
That is unacceptable. Right, we as a fan base, there ain't nothing we can do. But you should be disgusted if you hear D'Amico Ryans talking about it's all fixable, or if you hear Nick Cayley talk about it's all fixable. No, it's not. It's not. It's bad scheme that you refuse to fix. That you just kept pressing that square peg round hole, and it bit your ass again 15 weeks later when it mattered the most. And that's what. That is the number one job of a coach. Let's talk about D'Amico Ryans. We talk about Bobby if you want to. His ass is gone. We can talk about Nick Cayley if you want to, but we don't have a clue what Nick Cayley is. D'Amico Ryans has to hold these guys to a standard of, it's not okay to walk in here and tell me that we got a roster full of professionals and it's all about execution. Clearly, the communication's breaking down. The coaching sucks. The scheme sucks. Something's got to be fixed. It's unacceptable for D'Amico Ryans, being the head coach, to allow the offense to be what they were last year. And what I'm talking about is the same problems never being resolved.
And that's my biggest thing when you talk about, well, where does it come in with D'Amico? As I see some people, how are you putting this on D'Amico? And to me, as I see some people text it in, my thing with the part with D'Amico is, yes, I think those guys are going to handle the offensive stuff. But to me, a big part that it appears that we're hearing and seeing is there was some sort of a disconnect throughout multiple important pieces in the offense, right? Where the quarterback and the play caller weren't on the same page. And maybe the play caller and maybe some of the coaches on the offensive side weren't on the same page. Or the play caller and the offensive line coach weren't. And the offensive, like, that part there is, I think that part does fall in D'Amico's.
Here's the deal. D'Amico is the head coach. D'Amico is a defensive-minded head coach. The most difficult thing he's going to do is to consistently push a top-notch offense out there that he can win with. And D'Amico has now hired two offensive coordinators that have zero experience calling plays. So you're damn right it's on D'Amico. Like, D'Amico, you can't, that's what I'm saying. D'Amico Ryans cannot push to, like, it can't be all the communication sucks. That's football 101, man. I don't care if you're a defensive-minded head coach or not. For your quarterback to not have control, for your quarterback to go several games in a season getting his damn head knocked off, and he doesn't have control. And I'm talking about control at the line of scrimmage to tell the offensive line which direction to go and know who's hot so he knows whether he's got a scramble or who he throws to. It was unacceptable how many times it was an absolute jailbreak up front. The guys didn't know who they were going to block. CJ didn't know who the hell was free and who was supposed to be picked up. It was unacceptable. D'Amico Ryan should have nipped that in the bud midseason and should not have ever let it become a problem. It's football 101. I'm all about a defensive-minded head coach staying out of the way of the offense. I'm all about, hey man, let the guys coach. But when you hire an offensive coordinator that's never done it before, you've got to check boxes as a head coach. If communication sucks, you've got major issues.
And clearly it did.
You've got made if your quarterback if too. Your quarterback is playing, if you're constantly talking about being aggressive and driving the ball down the field and this five-headed monster and halfway through the season he's getting his ass knocked off and he's the most hit pressured quarterback in the league, you've got problems, and a defensive minded head coach has to nip that in the bud. Right? So that's why I say it's no longer Nick Caley may be good, he may not be worth the damn. D'Amico Ryans cannot let communication be a problem. D'Amico Ryans cannot let an offensive coordinator that's never called plays not adjust at just an acceptable level throughout the season to give yourself a chance to win. This is going to turn on D'Amico if those very basic football 101 things don't get nipped in the bud. There's no excuse. So it is on D'Amico. It absolutely 100% is on D'Amico.
All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive, the Rockets, we heard the end of they're having their end of season press conference. They've got a move to make a decision on. Fred Van Fleet. By May 9th, they've got a decision to make on his team option. What should they do here? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.